Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Outrageously wonderful, and what a perfect way to start off Volume 50, Part A. Volume 50, Part A of what, you might well say. Tell us, Nick Elliott.
That's the first bit.
As ever. What a fantastic programme we have got today. Expanded, part one and part two, 50th version, in which, of course, you have also got your aide-de-camp, your, in many ways,
wingman is how I like to refer to it.
Yeah,
in this case, wing woman.
I was thinking perhaps, you
my
know...
My goose to my maverick, that kind of thing.
Nigel Farage to Boris Johnson, but maybe not, because it would be just outrageously out of order. So what delightful things have we got to look forward to today in this surprise edition? In fact, why is it a surprise edition? Nick, share with your Italian listener and more why it is a surprise edition of Sound and Nick's Vision.
The first part of a two-part special that's dedicated solely to my wingman Sue Royce. After 50 shows together, she's going to go.
I'm leaving.
She's leaving.
I'm leaving you, dear listeners.
On the jet plane.
You've done it before.
I'll be back.
Indeed.
Listen back to BBC Lincolnshire. She left there as well.
I know. She just walks out in people's lives. Buy and a leave.
Yeah, sometimes when they've actually done enough, they've done enough.
Do you think?
I'm just impressed she's actually brought both books back that have been on
exchange. Yes, I have.
Yeah. Anyway, yes. You got your books back.
I can now almost start releasing the jingle, but then she's gone, so... Who knows? Definitely one for the Soul Sisters. And not your choice, Nick, because you've actually decided to break with tradition in the way that only show 50 part A can actually demonstrate and say, as you've already alluded to, that it is Sue's possibly final show as your wingman, and so that was her choice.
It was first of many. Most of the tracks on here on the playlist are really Sue's choice. There's one or two bits and bobs that I've bobbed in, but essentially it's about the lady.
Mm. I'm just wondering, because you asked me to put in one or two as well, which I can do as and when.
Oh, that's a bit of a surprise for the listener, that is.
And you as well, of course.
Indeed, I can't wait.
Yes.
Because you know from some of my suggestions...
I'm having nosebleeds as we speak.
We could go Bewitched, we could go Osmonds, we could go all Osmonds over the place.
Osmonds are going, yeah.
And they called
over
it. But maybe that needs to be held back for show 100. Anyway, Frankie Goes to Hollywood is up next, but you said there are themes that run through these particular choices of music, etc. So do you want to allude to your RESPECT thing, or is it a case of you could, but then you'd have to call in the lawyers?
No, that's okay. I think that everybody should hold a certain amount of respect for everybody else. So, you know, and it's a nice jolly tune, and it's what Zoe Ball started her Radio 1 breakfast show Sorry, a Radio 2 breakfast show, sorry.
There's another radio station?
Yeah. She started off her Radio 2 breakfast show.
We'd love to say that this is going out sometime in August, but it probably is if you're listening to it via podcast, but it is Siren Radio. So who knows? It may well be August 2026. Anyway, that's just another little by-the-by there in terms of ways to go. Nick, the Hooded Claw, well-known to fans of Penelope Pitstop. I'll protect you from the Hooded Claw. Frankie Goes to Hollywood, why have you elected for this particular
I didn't.
Number?
This is one of Sue's.
Really?
Yeah.
The power of love is very powerful. It doesn't matter what adversity, power of love will always, always come through.
I totally agree with that.
Sounds wonderful. And what about that Hooded Claw? I mean, you're too young to remember the perils of Penelope Pitstop.
Well, I do remember Penelope Pitstop just about.
Help! Help! Yeah. Help! It's Nick Elliott. Help!
I'll protect you from the Hooded Claw. Keep the vampires from your door. Feels like fire. I'm so in love with you. Dreams are like angels. They keep bad at bay, bad at bay. Love is the light, scaring darkness away. Yeah. I'm so in love with you. Purge the soul. Make love your goal. The power of love, a force from above, cleaning my soul. Flame on, burn desire. Tongues of fire, purge the soul, make love your goal. I'll protect you from the Hooded Claw. Keep the vampires from your door. When the chips are down, I'll be around with my undying, death-defying love for you. Envy will hurt itself. Let yourself be beautiful. Sparkling love, flowers and pearls and pretty girls. Love is like an energy.
The keep the vampires from the door.
Amazing. Frankie goes to Hollywood and probably never returns. Or was it Frankie Goes to Cricklewood? Who knows? That's the Hollywood. And again, not another one of your selections, Nick.
No, but a wonderful, wonderful track. Well chosen, Susan. Well chosen.
Thank you, Nicholas.
The listener will be asking the question, Sue, why are you leaving? Is it just a case of not enough creative ability? You know, are you felt stultified over the last, you know, five decades of programmes with Nick? Is it a case of you just thought, I can take no more?
It's because I'm moving on to pastures new.
Pastures new.
And new adventures and new challenges.
You're going into rural life then?
Well, yes.
Is that what it is? Yeah, have we got creative differences?
No, not at all. No. In fact, in many ways, that's one of the major things that I've enjoyed about doing the 50 Sound and Nick's Visions, is that there's been a lot, being 77 vintage and all that, there's a lot of music that I have been introduced to that Nick has been very passionate about, that I've actually really enjoyed listening to and hearing about, and the connections that you have with the people that have done it. And yeah, like Joe Bonamassi, you know, he was
Massa.
Yes,
him as well.
She said she's enjoyed it. She didn't say she'd paid attention.
I like music.
You should know, Nick, as much as anybody else, that a woman can nod, and you think anything's going. It's not. She's blanking it. You know,
ouch.
It's away. Yeah. It happens.
That's fighting talk, Alex.
I'm now going to leave the room.
it's the difference between the genders. I mean, all right, I'll have a test then. Your quiz. What is one of the key slogans, Sue, that's been used on this show, which also ties in with the next piece of music?
Keep music live.
Oh, you want to pay attention.
Oh, yeah.
We'll be right back.
you think he will, Sue?
Yeah, maybe.
I'm never sure with the whole notion of keep music live insofar as you play a live track. Surely it's not a live track because it's been recorded. But we say happy trails to the wonderful folk who were...
Pretty nice.
It is. But we were going to have some live music, but then the person in question fell ill.
Yes.
Do you want to give shout-outs to them? Do you want to give shout-outs to the poorly ones? The brave soldiers who would have been here, but for other conflicting interests.
I would. A couple of very dear friends of mine, Will Ferguson, who's an extremely talented musician, who unfortunately should have been here today, but can't make it because of health issues. And also the legend is John Peach, that was going to do some tracks for his latest album. And unfortunately, things are, you know...
Got to save something for Volume 60.
Well, yeah, we can bring him back. Yeah. It's purely a temporary...
When you use the phrase, probably I'd estimate, and this is a guesstimate, obviously, knowing you over the years, as I have, Nick, probably about Volume 56, where you say, Sue who? We'll sort of be progressing.
Wounded.
It's the way of the business. It's the way of the business, Sue. I'm just this. We move on. Would you like me to reveal the first of my choices of music, which you have privileged me with by saying?
This has been a bit of a special, isn't it? Oh. 4 years to this point of actually hearing something from your, dare I say it, your top 10 choice?
Yeah, possibly. I'd say this could be top 10. It was a one-hit wonder, but it's something which even 50 years ago had a lot to say about what was happening in terms of the world and world politics and world events.
Okay.
And probably actually says exactly the same now if you substitute different characters for the kind of things he's talking about. And as opposed to the Vietnam War, you can start talking about a whole variety of other things. Vietnam War, you say, is that to do with Donny Osmond? No, Donny was not involved.
I was going to say, it can't possibly be puppy love then.
Thank God.
And I also want to select something which I felt would be... symbolic of the whole essence of Nick and Sue over the years and how you actually impacted in terms of broadcasting history in many ways.
Very smooth.
So I've gone for Barry Maguire, Eve of Destruction.
The Eastern world, it is exploding. Violence flaring, bullets loading. You're old enough to kill, but not for voting. You don't believe in war, but what's that gun you're toting? And even the Jordan River has bodies floating. But you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Don't you understand what I'm trying to say? Can't you feel the fears I'm feeling today? If the button is pushed, there's no running away. There'll be no one to save. We're the world in a grave. Take a look around you, boy. It's bound to scare you, boy. And you tell me. My blood's so mad, feels like coagulating. I'm sitting here just contemplating. I can't twist the truth, it knows no regulation. Handful of senators don't pass legislation, and marches alone can't bring integration. When human respect is disintegrating, this whole crazy world is just too frustrating. And you tell me over and over and over again, my friend, you don't believe we're on the eve of destruction. Think of all the hate there is in Red China, then take a look around to Selma, Alabama. You may leave here for 4 days in space, but when you return, it's the same old place.
the pounding of the drums, the pride and disgrace. You can bury your dead, but don't leave a trace. Hate your next door neighbor, but don't forget to say grace and tell me.
Paul Zollo, actually one of our regular contributors, was very keen on the original writer of Barry McGuire's Eve of Destruction. I was pleased to see that we still actually play it from that point of view. So there we are. That's my first offering, Nick.
Very good try. Very good try. Excellent choice, Alex.
Yeah,
well
like
worth
that.
4 years. Was well it? Worth wait.
Yes, sir.
Well worth
wait.
I
might have another one coming
Can
up.
Can it get better?
Well, who knows? Progressing onwards, how has the last few months of 2019 been for yourself in terms of keeping music live, Nick, and fashion routines? The listener may not be aware, because obviously it is radio/podcast, audio and so on, that you've changed your hairstyle.
And
you've
if it's
changed your jacket. You've got a nice blue aquamarine jacket
that
on.
That jacket was one of the first jackets that he ever wore, because I swore if he ever wore it again, I'd have it off his back.
That's why I wore it today. It's a bit of a kind of memory thing.
I do like it.
I see.
You know?
In a sort of tactile sense, visual sense, or a combination of both, basically, so.
No, I just think he wears it very well. So. And I happen to like the colour.
Wonderful,
and it's a biker jacket, so I like the zips.
It's legendary, this jacket.
Yeah.
It's legendary.
So, Barry Sheen connection?
Oh, well, not directly to Barry Sheen, but at that time, I would have chatted to Barry in this jacket.
Wow. You would have gone the distance.
Indeed.
We could have easily segued straight into Michael Bolton, but I'm suspecting this is another one of your choices, Sue.
Yeah.
Why? Is it because of the hair? Is it because some of those split ends Michael must be suffering over the years.
This is about life being a journey.
Is it?
Yes.
From?
Go the distance, you see. And whatever you have in mind to do, doesn't matter how long it takes you to do it, you will eventually get there.
See you.
search the world, how will they search hearts till I find my hero's welcome waiting in your
arms. It's nice to see that Sue actually got out her shoulder pads for that 80s classic, really, to actually ensure that, you know, sartorial elegance and shoulder pads. Because why? I mean, you may not recall the time, Sue, but, you know, shoulder pads in the 80s were very much de rigueur.
I know they were, yeah. I used to have clothing that had, you know, children's clothing that had shoulder pads in it.
Flash Gordon, of course, also shoulder pads. And even earlier than that, back in the 60s, Steve Zodiac from Fireball XL5. So tempted, so tempted I was to actually put in "I Wish I Was a Spaceman" on Fireball XL5. But I didn't. You'll hear the next one of my little choices on your show. So again, looking to hopefully have a key thing from that point of view. And it does actually, a little tease ahead here, it does actually encompass a family of five individuals from the 1970s. But Nick, it is your show, even though you have dedicated this to Sue, your wing person extraordinaire, politically correct in every sense of the word, much as the show has been, really. And perhaps you'd like to actually say why you've decided to go for the late, great TP himself, with something which you could say could be advice, it could be a case of just let it happen, it could be a case of, well, anything that TP wanted, basically.
Tom Petty, one of my favourite auto-American artists. This track, I kind of tripped over it, actually. Listening to another radio station, would you believe? Yeah. And I picked it up, didn't even know it was. But this is so, so good. It's untrue.
And there was, I think, for Sue's final show, you would have actually selected the Tom Petty track, Don't Come Around Here No More.
No, this is this really is a total education for musos everywhere.
Yeah.
Just how good this guy was.
Let yourself go.
Shameless plug for another contributor to another show, Paul Zolo, once again, and Conversations with Tom Petty, a collection of in-depth conversations that Paul had with the late Tom Petty just before he actually passed on. So well worth accessing that online and in all good bookshops and stores, etc. I just thought I'd put that out there. Right, where are we now? Somewhere in Lincolnshire at Siren Radio with Sound and Nick's Vision, Volume 50, Part A. Still heading through there. Sue's potentially final show. That's a subtext to the whole thing. And in the little running order we have here, I see John Peach, brackets, one track. John, as we've already said, has got other challenges.
Unfortunately.
Never mind. So it does give me the chance to actually bring you that fivesome, family fivesome, from the 1970s, who actually burst upon the world as...
Is this another one of yours?
It is. Yeah.
Shut up and take a breath.
Well, they were regarded as the first family of... Soul, it's the five stair steps. Are going to get brighter. They're going to get brighter and better across the way. The five stair steps are known as the first family stair. That actually was number 402 on Rolling Stone's 500 greatest songs of all time.
Was it
and
really?
In terms of positivity. And the five stair steps.
Did nobody turn up that morning?
The first family of soul, an American Chicago soul group made up of five of the children of Betty and Clarence Burke. We had Aloha Jean, Clarence Jr., James, Dennis and Kenneth Kenny. And briefly, of course, QB was also part of the five stair steps. You could say the Jacksons actually took inspiration from the wonderful joys of the five stair steps.
I've never heard that track. Never.
Sue walked out halfway through. I don't know if that was a critical point or whether she's going to listen back to the podcast.
Even podcast. Oh, I liked it. It's just that, you know, know.
She just had to go. Powder the nose. Yes. It's understandable. It's okay. Don't walk out on Nick's songs, but that's okay. It's all right.
I'm nice. Honestly. Oh, come on. Play
nicely.
Play nicely.
Or even better, play the song by Aerosmith. Is it, though, Sue? Is it the same old song and dance?
Well, it is with him, yeah. It always will be.
The melody lingers, but the malady lingers on as well. That's still not
mine. Do I take boredom, Susan?
No, I like that tune.
Maybe that's the reason she's decided to walk out, Nick.
No,
you know.
No.
See, they she's bored.
She's bored.
We get John the Circus. They go to John the Circus.
I'll bring the elephant.
And her twin sister is based in Newcastle. So, obviously, key Mark Knopfler fan, which takes us out of the first part. Nick, it is your programme, as we constantly are aware of. It's the Sound and Nick's Vision show. You are Nick Elliott, the rock photographer, rock art photographer, to be precise. That's actually there. Do you want to actually do a breakdown and find out from Sue what her favourite tune has been so far between The Faces, Aretha Franklin, Frankie Goes to Hollywood, Johnny Marr, Tom Petty, John Peach's substitute choice, which was the Five Stair Steps, Barry Maguire, Aerosmith, or indeed Dire Straits.
Yeah, well, what was your? It's been your favourite. What's your number one from this?
From this lot,
from this
it's
first
difficult.
Part?
Because I really like Go the Distance, but in terms of cultural capital, it's got to be The Power of Love.
Cultural capital?
Yeah.
That's a Hegelian phrase we weren't expecting to find on Sound and Next Vision.
No, I know,
I
know long words.
Should be talking about all sorts of lacunae next. And in fact, we will have a lacunae in the studio when Sue is no longer with us.
Really?
A little gap there, as Chomsky would have said.
Okie dokie.
Through these fields of destruction, baptisms of fire, I've witnessed your suffering as the battle reached high. And fear and alarm, you did not desert me, my brothers and I.
Nick Elliott, international music photographer and host of Sound and Nick's Vision, in one delightful 57-minute monthly bundle.
Take one fresh and tender kiss, add one stolen night of bliss. One girl, one boy, some grief, some joy, memories are made of this. Don't forget a small moonbeam. You can't beat the memories you gave me. Fold in lightly with a dream. You can't beat the memories you gave me. Your lips and mine, two sips of wine. Memories are made of this. You can't beat the memories you gave me.
Then add the wedding bells, the one house where lovers dwell. Three little kids for the flavor. Stir carefully through the days, see how the flavor stays. These are the dreams you will savor with His blessings from above. You can't beat the memories you gave of me. Serve it generously with love. You can't beat the memories you gave of me. One man, one wife, one love through life. Memories are made of this. You can't beat the memories you gave of me.
No, that's Bing Crosby, not Dean Martin. It's the second part. You heard a 57-minute bundle there from our wonderful voiceover artiste, who indeed has got a Sue Roy set of jingles all set and ready to go, which we'll probably play in posterity, Nick. So, you know,
I'd like to do that.
Sue can listen to the show. Exactly.
How nice.
And they will be featured on the programme in her absence.
Oh, I totally agree.
In absentia, yes.
It was a suggestion I was going to make, actually.
Exactly. Yeah, of course. And the reason being, she'd already submitted sort of two texts which she was holding hostage, ransom, until the jingles were actually. But now that's sorted, I feel a rapprochement has actually sort of, we've sorted out the relative world of that and continue inwards. I suspect that the next choice of music, once again, is probably a mutual recommendation, because surely it actually sort of refers to the fact that ultimately there are no substitutes for any individual at all. You know, it's a case of, well, Nick, would you like to quiz Sue on why she's gone for this? As I presume you wouldn't be normally on a standard side of an exhibition show, you wouldn't actually be seen dead within any take that recommendation at all in any way, shape.
Well, I mean, I've got to know. Why? Mm. What's the attraction to take that?
This particular tune is a bit of a dedication, actually, and it's dedicated to my closest friend and confidant.
And who is that?
You're not going to reveal that. I mean, he's a woman. How can you dedicate
to somebody you don't tell them who he is?
It's called the mystery of the feminine psyche.
I am known as the international lady of mystery.
Really?
I have been for
Lucy
many years.
Shadow.
And if we tell you everything, we can't keep you guessing, can we?
How could you dedicate to somebody you don't know is dedicated to them?
Because she's the female Austin Powers.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Okie dokie, that's a bit beyond me.
Yeah. Oh, no, no. Making my way through old photographs of the night when you first stood by my side. Old friends with smiles
Some are here, some are gone. Good memories of a senior high. Looking back, we're the only couple still together. Even then, I knew this love would be forever. There's nobody else in this world that could love you any more than I do. Always here for you. Nobody else in this world could love you. Nobody could love you any more than I do. I'm still here for you.
Nobody but you.
Nobody
else. Nobody.
So I really don't know how that's supposed to build relationships between ourselves and Nashville, especially given the name of the next guest who's actually lined up, making a welcome return to Siren Radio and his first ever appearance on Sound and Nick's Vision, the show which indirectly, Nick, of course, he helped fertilise and create.
Oh, definitely. Yeah, exactly. This guy is responsible for the birth of it.
The fruit of his intellectual genius creativity when he used to represent your good self. Was just the
Well, he still does. He still does, yeah. We don't do as much together, which is a bit of a shame, but it's only because Camo's moved in certain areas, different areas. But no, we're still in bed together, as they say in the trade.
Camo, welcome, without any double entendres whatsoever, to the 50th edition, Part B, of Sound and Nick's Vision. I didn't think they'd get beyond three, to be honest, Camo, but you know. Whatever, exactly. You know, I mean, there we have Sound and Nick's Vision edition 50, Stone Tapes edition 50, Sound and Country Vision edition 30. I mean, all these successes that have sort of bounded out of the Camo stable. It's amazing, really. Tessa regularly sort of says, you know, without Camo, frankly, life wouldn't be worth living. Taylor Swift probably says the same thing. But, you know, has Sue ever met Camo?
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Well, I think we need to set the scene effectively then, Nick, because it is your show. I'll lower my microphone down now and ensure that Sue can actually meet this authentic individual who is, as we said, one of the finest in Nashville.
I totally agree.
No, I've spoken to Cameron on the midweek drive, but
that was years ago, but that was before his demands for various sweetmeats and Winnebagos with a view, etc. He just exceeded our kind of budget. You know,
the guy now has a rider. Yeah, a rider
consistently.
So what have you been doing since I last spoke to you, Cameron?
I've had a couple of things going on. We've built National Access now that we've gone away from the radio aspect of it. We wrapped up the radio show after 3 years at the end of March, and we're concentrating pretty much entirely on the web-based TV show aspect of it. So that's been taking a lot of effort. We're next week moving to 3 days a week. 7 p.m. in the UK. It goes up on our Facebook page. And we're trying to bring a little bit of Nashville lifestyle, all the different types of music that are here, to fans around the world. So that's what I've been up to.
Have you found TV easier than radio? Or the other way around?
I don't know whether it's easier. It's just different. And for some reason, even though we're still a web-based TV show, you get a little bit more respect in TV than you do in radio.
Tell me about it, Cam. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was nodding my head.
Yeah. It's a strange beast, but yeah, you tend to get people picking up and taking notice when you say TV, when radio is just, oh, it's radio, you know.
If I can just take a couple of seconds there to introduce to the people who do regularly tune into this show who exactly this guy is. We're talking to Cameron Tilbury, who is my guy in Nashville that looks after a lot of my stuff out there. And this guy's quite a legendary radio and TV presenter. But he is the main reason why this show was born, really. He was, at the time, looking after a lot of my kind of radio stuff. And I spoke to Cameron and said, look, you know, I'd really like to do my own show. Can you sort it? And within days, he'd sorted it, and he contacted Alex. And as they say, the rest is history.
He made us an offer we couldn't refuse. Said we'd be sleeping with a concrete overcoat. Fishes were also mentioned. I mean, I woke up to find a horse's head next to me. I thought, you know, what's going on here? And in the end, I thought, what the?
Yeah, take it, man, take it. Yeah.
I did live in Peterborough for a long time, so you pick up things.
Yeah, that's your excuse, Camo. That's your excuse. Yeah. I mean, this side of the Atlantic, we just thought, well, he's American now. We have to sort of smile and sort of all's well with the world. That's the important thing.
Nothing wrong with the Americans. I'm a massive fan.
So, Sue, have you got any little questions you'd like to put to, as described by Nick there, his man in Nashville?
Well, you've told me what you're doing up to now. What's your big grand plans for the future of world domination?
Well, we're really putting a push on building a UK audience. There's such a... I mean, we've always done well, because I'm also on Chris Country Radio at the weekends. So I've got kind of a good fan base going there. The show is popular there from the time it aired in the UK. So we're really building our UK base. And we brought on a really talented artist, singer-songwriter, who is starting to host some shows from the UK side of things for us. Her name is Zoe, so she's going to be doing a lot more. As she's out touring, she'll be able to interview artists as she tours the UK. So it's going to be great. I know she's going to be covering Edinburgh Fringe Festival for us. So it's great. It gives us a lot of presence on the ground there. But all across the UK and the world, really, there's this insatiable demand for what's happening in Nashville. Mm. And we're trying to bring it to people three times a week, every week, on the National Access Show.
Yeah. Public service broadcasting.
Or satisfying people's drug habits.
Yeah. Well.
In a positive sense, obviously. You can't be addicted to something. It's just to ease back on that whole system. Nick, what would you like to do with Camo now? Again, it's your show. You make the decision on this particular... I have a little mini quiz for him, which I could ask him a couple of questions, but maybe he doesn't want to, really.
Well, I will...
No, I'm up for it.
Yeah.
I will actually mention that hopefully we're looking to make a couple of trips out to Nashville sometime next year, so... I'll keep you informed on that, Camo, and we'll be able to spend some serious time together. That'd be really nice.
I can show you where they keep the Jack Daniels, because I know you have a bit of a...
Good plan. Good plan. We can while away a few hours, can't we, my friend?
It's fair to say that Phil Leonis, our Los Angeles correspondent, one of many, of course, he is still recovering from the Camo trip, and he's got married since then, so who knows what's happened from that point. He's
probably that's why I got married,
the whole thing. Who knows?
Yeah.
Frederick Joseph, which well-known singer-songwriter has those as their middle names? Frederick Joseph, that's the little quiz question I have for Camo. And the team.
Oh,
because I thought, it's your party, Sue. You've got cake and everything else. It's your final sort of fair thing. Who actually effectively has Frederick Joseph as their middle names?
Could it be Elton John?
No, that would be Reg Dwight.
Oh.
Oh,
I don't know.
Living or dead?
Living. Because I felt, as I've been given the tribute and pleasure and unmitigated joy of, for the first time in 50 episodes, of being able to choose a couple of my own little tunes here, primarily Camo, because his artists didn't turn up. They let him
down. That's not it.
You know the situation in the media, that they don't like to say, well, we couldn't get anybody else, and he's cheap, so, you know.
Are you trying to suggest I've pulled you off the bench for the last 20 minutes? Is that what we're talking about?
Don't get personal, sir. That's a different line entirely.
Shall we play
my little musical choice then? And then afterwards you may be able to identify the person in question.
Yeah, we'll go for that.
Yeah, do that. Yeah. Do that.
Skies above, I'm searching for my love, searching for my
Given that he's not a great fan of Casey Musgraves, I'm not sure whether Camo would also recognise the awesomeness of the boss there, but probably I'm doing you a disservice there, Camo. It was
Bruce.
Yeah. From his latest awesome album, Wild Horses. And my little third suggestion, because I thought you want to have at least one artist that's living and alive on these sort of retrospective things, because it's very important. So is Elton John, of course. But life continues. Sue, it is... I'm speaking on behalf of Nick here, your tribute show today. Mm-hmm. Although, you know, tributes in so many delightful ways.
Testimonial.
Any sort of thoughts you'd like to share with Cameron before he needs to rush back to the TV studio and say he's got people to do, important places to actually connect with, and so on and so forth?
Okay. Well, you know, putting me on the spot here. What's your favourite thing about working with people in the UK?
Like Nick, for instance.
Like Nick and Alex.
Yeah.
Oh, he's never worked with me. I mean, I've had to work for Camo, really. I mean,
well,
if I had my way, everybody would work for me. Or I would rule.
That's where Donald Trump started, you see. That's the key thing, you know.
No, I think, you know, UK artists have a different sensibility than here in the US. And I find them a little easier to connect with than American artists. But my interviewing style with artists is to be as disarming as I can and just have a great conversation with people. And even if they're an artist that I brought in to talk about music, music may be the last thing we talk about. So that's kind of where my head is at with those kind of things.
We actually even did a special on another artist that Camo had recommended to us, who still remembers us, and is on tour within the UK at this moment, Carrington McDuffie.
Yes.
Yeah, there we are.
Good name.
Exactly. And a good soul as well. Once she gets her ukulele out, well, it's literally the hills are alive with the sound of ukulele playing. Nick, it's up to you. Do you want to say farewell to Camo? Do you want to ask him? It's up to you. It's your show. I can say nothing more than I'll press a button when you want me to actually go to Elton John.
Oh, well, I'd like to thank you ever so much for your time, my dear friend, for, you know, ringing in and managing to talk to each other. It's been a really, really important
kind of event. And I'd just like to wish you all the best. And we'll talk again very soon and hope to see you this time next year. It'd be really good.
Yeah, it would be great. And hopefully we'll be getting over there a little bit more to do some UK stuff. So
that'd be nice.
We'll have a jar one place or the other. And,
definitely.
It's been great being on the show. Thanks for having me back. It's a real honour to be here.
No, I love you, man. Thank you.
Oh, they're actually in tears now. It's like, you know, brothers in arms. It's just great.
Yeah. We're connected. We're having a moment here.
Yeah,
no,
Cameron's going to have a moment, yes.
Keep music live. Oh. Huge shouts of joy and happiness there from the slightly reserved English audience.
Muggy nights, the curtains drawn in the little room downstairs. Prima donna, Lord, you really should have been there. Sitting like a princess perched in her electric chair. And this one more beer, and I don't hear you anymore. We've all
Oh, nice to know, Elton. Someone saved his life tonight. Was that a Sue choice?
Yes, that was my choice, yeah. I grew up with my... When my dad used to drive us around when we were little, he had a real thing for Elton John and for Barbara Dixon.
Really? January, February, another suitcase, another haul.
Yeah, and Elkie Brooks. So I grew up listening to all these, and that was one of my favourite tunes I used to like to listen to when I was a toddler.
And Her Shaving Razor's Cold and It Stings. Just one of the little lines that comes through from the next little number.
Mm.
Or is it because he's short? You know, 7A. Mm. Which number is this, David? 7A. It's because he's short. He knows. Why have you gone for this little classic, which I would put down as probably my karaoke number? If in the event that I was asked to do a karaoke thing, this would be my choice.
This one, it reminds me of a very strange but extremely happy memory from my university days, when I ended up somehow going down to Whitchurch to watch the Lancaster University Rugby Union third team play in the National Thirds final. And
talking about sport on Nick's show.
Yes, as I
you
know.
You realise he's not a sporty person.
No, I know, I realise this, but this didn't have anything particularly to do with the rugby match. This was the après rugby, where I was serenaded by the entire rugby team, both the Lancaster and the Whitchurch, standing on bar stools singing to Daydream Believer, as naked as the day they were born, and it was quite funny.
Oh, I could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring, but it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Cheer up, sleepy Jean, oh, what can it mean to a daydream believer and a homecoming queen? You once thought of me as a white knight on his steed. Now you know how happy I can be. Starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do we really need? Cheer up, sleepy Jean. Oh, what can it mean to a daydream?
Nick, I've never really seen you as a homecoming queen, but there we are. I suppose in another world, another dimension.
We should turn the light on.
Okay, moving up. We have a cake that needs to be revealed, so I'm just doing my producer's line here in terms of saying the cake needs to be brought out and sorted through. That'll come up in a matter of seconds from now. But do you want me to squeeze in my final little recommendation here?
Because I'd love you to.
The slot that's there. Again, you've probably never heard of the band Aliotta Haynes Jeremiah, or have you?
No. Probably heard the track.
Have you heard of LSD?
No.
You might say Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds. I personally would say Lakeshore Drive.
Mm-hmm.
Short drive, the road is called, and it'll take you up or down. From rats on up to riches, 15 minutes you can fly. Pretty blue lights along the way help you ride on by. And the blue lights shining with a heavenly grace help you ride on by. South on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, and just slipping on by on LSD, riding that trouble bound. Then it starts up north from Hollywood, water on the driving side. Concrete mountains rearing up, throwing shadows just about five. Sometimes you can smell the green if your mind is feeling fine. There ain't no finer place to be than running Lakeshore Drive. And there's no peace of mind the place you see riding on Lakeshore Drive. And there ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, just slipping on by on LSD, riding that trouble bound. This Friday night and you're looking clean, the early to start the rounds. A 10-minute drive from the Gold Coast back makes you show your pleasure bound. It's 4 o'clock in the morning and all the people have gone away. Just you and your mind at Lakeshore Drive, and tomorrow is another day. And the sun shines fine in the morning time, tomorrow is another day. And there ain't no road just like it anywhere I found. Running south on Lakeshore Drive, getting into town, and just sneaking on by on LSD, finding that trouble bound.
You've got bassist Mitch Aliotta, you've got drummer Ted Aliotta, you've got guitarist Skip Haynes and John Jeremiah, hence Aliotta, Haynes, Jeremiah, Lakeshore Drive. But yes, so you never heard of that either?
No.
It was no. Good, I liked it.
I didn't mind it.
The cake has been revealed.
The cake is a very special cake. I think Sue needs to kind of...
Describe
her reactions and her views.
Well, dear listeners, it's a lovely cake and it's got a little person in the middle of it and a little wall with a little black cat that looks like my Lenny cat. And it says, ta-da! And around the bottom it says, Barlow fan. But I'm assuming, given that there's a little plaque that says Coronation Street, that this is in fact Ken Barlow. Gary Barlow.
Well, we didn't realise that we got it wrong. 4 years. I thought you was in love with Ken Barlow.
No.
Ah. Dear.
But it's still lovely. And it does have blonde hair, so...
The Seekers, the original, as opposed to the new ones. Why, Sue?
Well, actually, this one is a dedication to my lovely, long-suffering husband, because we'll have been married 12 years in August. 12 years?
That's longer than Sound of Nick's August. Vision has been going on, you realise
that. And I'm sure I'm quite interesting to live with. So, yes.
And somehow, Nick, I'm pleased that Sue used I'll Never Find Another You. I thought she might have gone for Fields of Gold with Eva Cassidy, but no, you know, that was one that was there.
I nearly did.
You nearly did, but
nearly
then you thought...
Because that's our, my wedding song.
Yeah.
That's the one we had the first dance to.
And but, not Sting's version, of course.
Well, this is the thing. My lovely husband...
The thing with Sting.
Yes, my lovely husband liked the Eva Cassidy version.
The Sting thing.
I liked the Sting version.
Of course.
But I...
Deferred.
For reason.
Deferred. Yeah. Deferred to the gentleman that you obviously needed to see on greater terms.
Yeah.
It's important. We go from there to intense nihilism, basically. Or even nihilism. Nihilism, whatever. Why have you gone for this little number, apart from the fact that it features Johnny Marr and Morrissey?
Well, basically because it features Johnny Marr. And I got this Johnny Marr thing going on, having seen him do the Glastonbury set. And plus the fact, I was a massive Smiths fan. Good band.
So go on, it is Sue's show. Would you like to dedicate it to her then?
What difference does this make?
Says it all, doesn't it, really?
I think so.
I suppose it depends on whether you're talking about subtraction or multiplication or long division. What difference does it make? But we don't do mathematics on the Sound and Next Vision show because, well, we haven't as yet. Who knows what'll start with Volume 51? This has been the expanded version of Volume 50, Part A, Part B and A. A and B in one in certain instances, or possibly split over a couple of weeks if you're listening on Siren Radio. Anyway, I've just been consuming the delightful cake that has been put together. Part of it, not all of it, just in case people are thinking, you greedy. No, it's very good indeed. And I've been privileged to be part of the whole thing. But we've reached the penultimate piece of music. Only one more to go, Sue, before I actually head out into the wide blue yonder and you take your horse, saddle it up and effectively sort of ride off into
in
that sunset. Exactly. When all you actually have is some oxygen and some nitrogen and some inert gases, and breathe in and breathe out and breathe out and breathe in.
See you.
Will It Be Dean Martin? Take That, Elton John, Lakeshore Drive's Out the Otter, Haynes, Jeremiah, The Monkees, Bruce Springsteen, The Seekers, The Smiths, The Hollies, or Lady Gaga. Which one, Sue, would be your second tune to take away with on your expanded Cake Joyous special that has been Volume 50, Part A and Part B?
No contest. God, we take that. As you would expect.
You spent 50 shows trying to wean her off this, Nick, and you failed.
I'm not.
I mean, we've been surrounded by culture, classics, legends.
This is true, we have, yes, and I've enjoyed...
And she still keeps coming back to these guys.
I've enjoyed listening to every single one, but...
Is that because she relights our fire?
Do you think?
Anyway, it's over to you, Nick, to wrap up the whole final sequence on this before we say keep music live with, of course, Lady Gaga's, or Gaga, Always Remember Us This Way.
Yeah, special track, special dedication to this very special lady. And I'd like to thank you, Sue, for the last 4 years. The giggles, the laughs, the innuendos, the carry-on humour, and just being an all-round class act. Thank you very much.
Oh, thank you. And thank you to everybody, all the listeners out there. And thank you to Alex for holding the thing together.
I'll hold anything you want me, Sue, anytime, any day.
Thank you to Nick for his musical wonderment, and there's a whole bagload of people, to my lovely friend Eddie, and to Kat, and just everybody for making it such a wonderful occasion. And,
Volume 51 will have some acts to follow.
But it will. He's going to be slightly different. Yeah. We're coming back with a new presenter, or new co-presenter.
Possibly actually. New jingles as well.
New jingles.
We'll still play Sue's jingles.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to write one of Sue's in. Yeah, 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 definitely.
Sue Royce. We remember her well.
We're going to come back with my very dear friend, Chris Moore, who we've done many shows together, me and Chris. And he's a music aficionado and an all-round top guy.
For the last time on Sound and Nick's Vision for the foreseeable future, the three words are, of course,
keep music live.
That Arizona sky burning in your eyes, you look at me, babe, I wanna catch on fire. It's buried in my soul like California gold. You found the light in me that I couldn't find. So when I'm all choked up but I can't find the words, every time we say goodbye, baby, it hurts. When the sun goes down and the band won't play, this way. Lovers in the night, though it's trying to ride, we don't know how to rhyme, but damn, we try.